Hey guys, it's Adam from the podcast. First, thanks so much for tuning in and listening, sharing, liking the podcast, telling your friends about it. I really, really do appreciate it. If you all are visiting Costa Rica for the first time, say hi to me on Twitter, on Instagram. I am everywhere. If you want to check out what I'm doing, my wife and I created one of the first organic bath and body products here in Costa Rica. Head over to rawbotanicals.com. You can find us on all the social medias. We are one of the largest suppliers of bath and body products to hotels in Costa Rica. We basically created the whole market here for luxury refillable bathroom products. We're pretty proud about that. Just reducing the amount of waste here in Costa Rica and trying to spread that message across the world. And check it out. It's rawbotanicals.com. You can find us anywhere on the socials. Just look up Raw Botanicals and say hi. Thanks and enjoy the podcast.
I am bringing you right now a massive time-saving tip. So if you are traveling, and you're traveling to the States, I am about to save you a whole crap ton of time. I'd used the app before, but I hadn't realized like the true advantage of it. Okay, it's called Mobile Passport. So go on your App Store, iTunes, or Apple Store, or the Play Store. Search for Mobile Passport. Two words, Mobile Passport. Okay. It's a blue icon of a guy with a white face, a guy who's in white, blue background, called Mobile Passport, okay? This thing, now it's free, right? It's free, but it doesn't store your data, so you gotta put the data in every time you use the app. So you wanna pay for the premium, it's like 15 bucks a year, and you never have to enter it again. For me, it's worth the 15 bucks, done and done. But, you know, if you're not into it, you wanna just try it for free, let's try it for free, right? Download the app, you put your data in, passport number, date of birth, all that sort of stuff, right? When you come in to US Customs, you literally, the form you would normally fill out now on those kiosks, you know where you walk up to the kiosk and push that button? Okay, it automatically does that for you, right? So when you fill it out in the app, it does that for you, it creates a QR code for you, okay? And gets it ready for you. Then when you're coming into the airport, look up. You'll see signs that say mobile passport, quote unquote, mobile passport, okay? Follow those lines, okay? First, you skip the kiosk, which I've waited in line for 10 minutes for those kiosks easily before. If you come into Miami on a bad day, you might wait 20 minutes for those kiosks. So you skip the kiosk, right? That's a big time saver in and of itself, all right? I recommend it for that alone. And that's the way I used it before. Was I just skipped the kiosk and I was like, oh, this is great. You know, we just bypassed a step, saved us, you know, 10, 15 minutes there. But I'm telling you, I didn't realize, like I'd seen some lines, but I came into New Jersey, into Newark Airport, okay? I land in Newark just the other day on Sunday. Or no, Saturday. I land on Saturday. I have my mobile passport. I'm going through. I'm holding it up. The woman's like, there, mobile passport. I follow. The signs are everywhere now. Mobile passport, I walk through mobile passport. The line to go through customs, or sorry, immigration, the line for immigration in Newark, without question, is hundreds of people. I mean, it is one giant queue, okay? Just the back and forth. Each back and forth has gotta be, I don't know, 30 meters long, each one, and there gotta be like 10. I mean, there's like 10 deep of this back-to-back rows. I mean, I was estimating, there's gotta be like 500 people in line, right? And I'm walking around, you know, the mobile passport takes me on this roundabout route around these people, and I get to the end of the mobile passport line. Guess how many people were in that line? Two people. There was a couple in front of me. And I walk up to them, and they turn around to me. They're like, are we in the right line? I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, we have this mobile passport. Are we in the right line? I'm like, yeah, this is the right line. They're like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, this is amazing. And they were like, oh my God, this is amazing. And my wife's like, don't tell anybody. But that's not the way it rolls, man. You gotta pay it forward. So I'm telling you guys, because literally, then like four people show up behind me and they're literally, everybody's looking going, oh my God. Everybody then starts chatting like, oh my God, this is the greatest. Like we just saved, each one of us saved 45 minutes easily right there. So guys, That is the super pro, super tip, traveling tip of the decade right there, man. I mean, basically, it's the same thing as, what's the other one where you get the, like, the, you bypass the line? I guess that's better, right? But that takes, like, a full day of, you got to go, you got to get fingerprinted, you got to be interviewed, they do a background check, it's a few hundred dollars. You know, hey, if I was traveling all the time, I would definitely do that, right? But if you go into the States once or twice a year, it's probably not worth that headache and hassle to do that. But this thing, man, mobile passport, dude. Let's search it in the App Store and enjoy, man. Literally, shoot, you can download it 5 minutes before you get on that plane. And as long as you have internet access where you land, so your phone can connect when you land, you hit apply, gives you the QR code, you just blow through, man. Anyway, pro tip for the day, guys.